Hello, I'm Shona, and today I'm going to talk to you about how I helped someone transition from a career that they'd been in for 16 years into a completely different career. And they would not have done this if they hadn't had coaching help from me. So this individual, they had been a head chef in a pub restaurant for 16 years, was deeply unsatisfied with this job. It had caused them extreme stress and eventually led to them having a breakdown. So we go back 2 years, and this person was basically, and any chef will resonate with this, was working, you know, in excess of 12 hours a day in a very hot kitchen. And it got to the point where she was just totally exhausted, and made a mistake on one evening and poured boiling hot chip fat oil into the incorrect container. It was a plastic container, and it disintegrated all over her, and she ended up with third degree burns over her arms. It went over her legs. Thankfully, she was wearing quite thick jeans, but she still had burns to her legs. Anyway, she had to have skin grafts done on her arms, and she was in quite a bad way. So this was almost exactly 2 years ago. So it was about August 2017. And she basically had a breakdown. She was in a really bad way. She was on antidepressants, couldn't go back to work. And in that time, her manager, her boss, was supportive and said, you know, take all the time you need. Even said, like, when you're ready to come back, we miss you, we really want you. You can choose the hours you work. If you only want to work a couple of days a week or a couple of hours a day, you know, we're happy for that. So she went back in January 2018. And for the first few days, it was okay. She was dreading it, absolutely dreading it. But anyway, she went back, started with a few hours a day. But within 3 weeks, she was back to working the 12-hour shifts because they were so busy. Anyway, she just downed her tools, walked out and rang me and said, I've just walked out on my job, my career. I can't do this anymore. I'm not the same person. And she'd spent, you know, about 4 or 5 months getting her self-esteem back, getting herself better, only to almost be back at, you know, stage one again of feeling broken. So I said, right, okay, don't go back. She had a few thousand pounds in savings, but she didn't know what else to do. She didn't know any other career other than being a chef. So we sat down and I said, what do you want? What would you like to do? And she said, well, there was a new store opening where she lived, and it was like one of these out of town garden centre, you know, handy place stores, a bit like the Range type places, and they were advertising for a management position. And she said, I've always wanted to work in a big retail place like that. And, you know, she's always been good with people, loves talking to people, likes helping people. She said, I'd love a job like that. I said, right, okay, print off the job description, let's have a look at it. She said, I couldn't do that, I've never done that. I said, hang on, what about transitional skills? Anyway, we looked at the job description, and they needed somebody who was organised, someone who had leadership skills, someone who had good communication skills. Now, those first three in itself, I can't think of anyone better than a head chef, because a head chef has to have leadership skills, good communication skills, organisational skills. And if you can think outside the box and just redo your CV. And on my website, which is www.mindset-in-motion.co.uk, on my blog page, which is called Time to Make a Change Thursday, I've got all different CVs, which I've put together for all different types of jobs. And it pulls out things like transitional skills to help people in any type of job role, or trying to change career, and it gives you those simple tips. So this is what we did with her, is, you know, forgetting that she'd only ever worked in kitchens, restaurants, we said, you know, looking for a new opportunity, blah, 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 and we pulled out all of her transitional skills, and we redid her CV on that basis. And we had it down to like 2 pages, which is, you know, really all you need for most CVs. And it was looking good. But what we needed to work on was her self-esteem, because she had no confidence. And going into an interview like that, you know, she needed to sell herself. She needed to show that, you know, she was the best person for that job, because undoubtedly there were probably going to be people going for it who had worked in retail before, maybe management, and she needed to stand out. So we spent a few sessions doing role play and, you know, working on self-esteem, building up her confidence. And it got to the point of her applying for the job. And she went and bloody got it. And she's now been doing that job for about 1.5 years, and she's thriving in it. They've even asked her to work in the kitchen when the chef's not been there a couple of times, and she's said, no, I'm not doing that. Good on her. But what she has found is she's found her love of cooking again. So, you know, whereas, you know, she was overdoing it and burnt out in the kitchens, she can now come home and she enjoys cooking a meal for her husband, or having friends over for a meal and cooking, whereas she hated doing that for a long time because she was burnt out and stressed and depressed, and it led to a breakdown. So if you're listening to this and thinking, I don't even know where to start, I can't change, I've been in this career for, you know, only ever this career. I was like that. I'd been a lawyer for 20 years and it took a massive life-changing accident for me to have that light bulb moment and make me change my career, one which I was realised I was deeply unsatisfied in. I hardly had any time for my friends, my family, my kids. And for what? To get that extra £500 bonus, maybe once a year, if I was lucky, if I got to my targets, which I pushed myself to death to get, and usually been told I wasn't good enough, and maybe then got maybe a 1.5% pay rise if I was lucky. Is it worth it? Life is too short, guys. Think about it. And if you do need any help on change, then, you know, I'm available for one-to-one coaching. This is what I do, and I'm good at it. And I get you.